Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Philistines were a great, mighty people who were constantly at war with the children of Israel. They were worshippers of the pagan gods Dagon and Ashtoreth. One of the most amusing accounts of the absolute disdain and triumph of the true and living God over all false gods takes place in the 5th chapter of 1 Samuel. The Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant from the Israelites and placed it in the temple of their god Dagon. They soon discovered that Dagon had fallen in worship before Jehovah and was ultimately dismembered by the same. The Philistines, like all religious men, assumed God would be pleased to occupy a place in their worship. They thought they would honor him in the same way in which they honored their other gods. But the God of heaven and earth will share no stage with any person, religion, doctrine, or god, nor will he be worshipped according to any man's design. He certainly will not be worshipped alongside those who have eyes, but see not. Because of their religious assumptions and presumptions, they were smitten with a plague. There was no solution for their plague but to rid themselves of this one over whom they had no control. So they sent the ark back to the Israelites. Men are comfortable with the gods of their own making because they are predictable, easily defined, and most often do exactly what they want. Their gods think like they do, and always follow some moral code which they agree with. David said of the true and living God, "Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." The God of all gods will always be consistent with himself, and will do right because he is the very definition of right. It does not matter if we understand him or agree with him or even like him. He is still God. He said to Moses, "I am." And then the Lord Jesus repeated those words when the soldiers came to arrest him in the garden. In him we move and have our being and not vice versa. He dwells in the light to which no man can approach. I grow weary of those who think they can paint God into a corner and force his hand, or who assume that he is under some obligation to be merciful. He will do right. He may show mercy. The mercy of God flows out of his very character, which he has revealed in his word, but he reserves the application of it to his sovereign choice and purpose. Some balk at this reservation and go off on a search of a god or gods more suitable to their own design. The Philistines are typical of the enemies of the people of God in all ages. They desired the servitude of Israel. They controlled Israel to ensure that they had no blacksmith to fashion their swords and spears, thus making them dependent on the Philistines to supply them with weapons. When the time for battle arose, the Israelites found themselves empty-handed. But the king and his son had weapons and knew how to use them. Jonathan, the king's son, undertook to fight these Philistines himself, and in so doing set them in such disarray that they turned upon themselves and were defeated. The Lord Jesus Christ has undertaken the cause of his people and has single-handedly destroyed their enemies. We were not able to even fight against our foes, for we were found without sufficient weaponry in the day of battle, but he has triumphed for us. The greatest enemy we face is death. Death is the result of sin. The power of sin to condemn us is the law. The law brings us into condemnation because we have broken it in its letter and its spirit. Therefore, in order for us to escape death, it was necessary for the Lord Jesus to destroy that which had the power to condemn us, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. He was a perfect man, and as such had the weapons necessary to wage war against our enemy death, satisfying every jot and tittle of the law, paying the sin debt that his people owed, and coming forth from the grave as a victor over death. In doing so, he purchased for them eternal life, which he has now bestowed upon them. They shall never again be overcome with the darkness and sting of death. God has placed in every man a conscience which indicates their wickedness. All have violated that conscience from time to time. But he gives the gift of faith to his elect and causes them to believe the record of the gospel, giving them a conscience void of offense. As they are enabled to believe the gospel by the grace of God, their conscience is made clear, condemnation is taken away, and they can serve him with a pure heart while delighting themselves in him. Is he your delight?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.